It was worth every penny. Think back at that fateful day when you got married, you walked down that aisle and you had the expenses. What's that one thing, doesn't matter how much did it cost, that was worth every penny, okay? I've been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
Failed. Sienna is in a successful relationship. We'll have our 2 cents, pun intended, about that. But it's because JD, I don't know if you know, JD is a DJ, and you got hit up about DJing.
I did, yeah. Unfortunately, this is a backyard wedding that I was contacted about.
Why is that unfortunate?
Because backyard weddings are so cheap. Listen, weddings aren't for you. They're for your friends to celebrate you. So you should always get
a venue.
You
better stop that. He's saying that Cassiana's wedding was backyard.
I know, and I want him to try to pay for a wedding because he acts like it's so cheap or it's something he can do.
Come on. It's so expensive.
It's so expensive. Venues are at minimum 20 grand, and that's just the venue.
Sienna, for someone who uses a payment plan all the time for everything, this is a lifetime payment. It's just like a house, right? So you're paying for this. It could be up to 60 years you're paying for your wedding.
Yeah. Sounds great when I had mine in a backyard for free. Thank you.
I know I got hit up. And for me, whenever I'm talking about doing weddings, I always tell people, listen, the thing you need to spend the most money on are your photographer or some kind of video and a DJ. It's worth every penny to have a great DJ because a lot of the times that DJ can make or break your wedding. So I do charge quite a bit to do a wedding. I mean, I'm not going to throw out the number of what I normally charge, but I'm telling you right now, for this backyard wedding, I immediately was thinking like, $2,500.
Really? Is it small? Is it a small party?
Yes, probably like 60 or 70 people.
Because here's the thing. When I think of backyard, especially in Phoenix, I guess everywhere, but in Phoenix, there's the backyards of like Levine. They have an acre.
Yeah,
you know?
That's where I had mine, was in Levine on uncle's acre lot. Yeah.
Yeah, if you go on the outskirts, if you know somebody, a family member that's like in Wickenburg or something like on the outskirts, mm-hmm. Yuma, they have a huge. And then you have some spots that are just, you know, centralized Phoenix, where it's just a small apartment complex and it's just like a small little, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How many people were at your wedding?
175.
175.
Yes. So it was pretty big.
Did you have a DJ?
I did. It was my cousin Chris Villa.
Chris Villa. How much was he?
He was kind enough to do it for free.
Oh, man.
Not me. This girl's not family. but, you know, I'm bringing equipment. You're pretty much mapping out the entire day. So it's 8-9 hours.
Well, how did you get a hold of this girl? She get a hold of you?
She just DM'd me.
She DM'd me.
I get a lot of those. Like, will you DJ a quinceañera? Which I obviously said no. But
why, obviously?
I don't know. So for the wedding.
Nervous. Not on Cinco de Mayo, JD.
Not on Cinco.
Wow. You celebrated more than us. So.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Mexicano today, 4-6.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayonnaise. With JD. Listen, 833-730-6377. Everybody looks like they have an opinion on this. Or they're just treasuring that day. What was worth every penny? Let's talk to Carly and Gilbert. What you got, hon?
It was worth every penny to spend all of our wedding budget on our honeymoon instead of a wedding.
Oh, I like that.
Such a good tip.
Selfish.
No, I kind of like that. As someone who got married, I would kind of, in hindsight, do that. Have a smaller wedding.
It was just too much with, like, you know, the wedding parties, like the bridesmaids, groomsmen, got married at the courthouse, and then had like a small dinner, just immediate family. And then we took our budget and we spent 2 weeks in the Maldives, and it was incredible.
Bougie, okay.
The Maldives?
Maldives, where's that at?
I don't even know.
Far, far away from everyone and everything.
Yeah, isn't it kind of like Bora Bora looking where it's like in the middle of water and all those things?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
You have the casitas on the water. Wait, so what kind of wedding, how many people would have been at your wedding?
Oh, we started talking about it and just like preliminary numbers without even inviting, you know, too many friends. It was mainly all family, was close to 100 people. And that was before we even got to like, you know, including our best friends, their partners and things like that. So it was just, it was too much. It was too much. And honestly, like one day for a wedding goes by so fast when you can spend, you know, 2 weeks traveling somewhere, like such a better investment.
So you don't have any regrets of not having that big wedding? You're totally fine with your decision?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I agree. Listen, the first time I've been married twice. That first one, we had a big wedding, and we really didn't do a honeymoon per se. I think we, like, drove up north to, like, the Napa area, and we like, stayed, like, regular motels and stuff like that. It was just whatever. It wasn't, like, a real honeymoon because we spent all our money on the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to do it all over again, I definitely would have spent more money on that honeymoon.
Yeah.
How long could that honeymoon have been for you, Joey? She got 2 weeks.
Man, I would have been happy for 2 days. I have a decent honeymoon. Jesus, I'd go back like that. That wasn't even memorable. But you spend so much money at a wedding, and I'm a true believer that these weddings, man, they're all for everyone else. Because yeah, you're playing host. Duh. You ever host a party at your house, and you're like, dude, I'm tired.
Yeah, you're running around everywhere, making sure everyone else is good when it's supposed to be your day.
Yeah.
So I completely get it.
If I had to do it all over again, 100% I would.
Say the number. How much did you spend on the honeymoon?
I don't want to talk about that.
Just say it.
It was a lot.
15 grand?
More.
Jesus.
Oh, dang. Nearly yeah. was a wedding. Well, who did you have to, who did you get, like, the escape of not inviting since you didn't have a wedding? Who do you not like that you're going to have to invite?
No one, really. It's not about not wanting to invite people. It was just, like, the
lies.
Stress of it all.
Just say it.
Play That's the game. Lie.
Sister-in-law, mom.
You hate his mom.
Say it.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with her.
Just say it.
I'm so lucky. His mom is amazing. But it's just, like, the logistics of everything, of booking a venue and finding caterers and photographers and flowers and, oh my God, flowers. Flowers are so expensive. You slap the word wedding on flowers and they like triple in price.
One job, one yeah. day, if you do it right.
All right, you're on the board, love. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
833-730-6377. What was worth every penny at your wedding? More of your calls up next.